Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We all know sustainability is a hot topic, and here in Singapore, we've got a Singapore Green Plan 2030. But one thing we're talking about this morning is how progressing sustainability as a whole is so important, especially with the natural rubber industry.
Of course, it's an industry that has such a major history in the ASEAN region as well. And natural rubber has a particularly complex supply chain. 85% of the global supply is provided for by smallholder farmers.
Okay. What we understand is to meet this challenge, the world's largest buyers of natural rubber, Michelin, have developed an innovative digital solution. It's called Rubberway. And, you know, right here, it's natural rubber procurement and technical hub located in Singapore.
And Rubberway is a tech solution that maps, it then assesses practices and risks regarding environmental issues, social affairs, corporate social responsibility governance throughout the natural rubber industry. And it includes 6 million farmers,
wow,
100,000 intermediaries, and 500 processing plants.
Wow, what an ecosystem. Well, we're going to find out more from our guest this morning, Edouard de Rostolan, who is the CSR manager at Michelin, on the line with us. Edouard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha. I'm fine, thank you.
So rubber here in Asia has got a lot of history, but could you give us a bit of background as to, you know, where this industry is at right now here in Asia?
As you say, the rubber industry is mainly in Asia. Mm. However, the rubber tree from Brazil, from the Amazonia region, and it's in the late 19th century that it arrived in Singapore, where only 12 of those plants arrive in the Singapore Botanic Garden. And you guess what? 95% of the 6 billion trees that are planted around the world today are coming from those 12 rubber trees from the Singapore Botanic Garden. Mm. And it's funny to see how the history of Singapore and the history of natural rubber are closely intertwined. So for the market of natural rubber, those days in Asia, 90% of the world production is made in Asia, mainly in Thailand and Indonesia, and it's there to continue and to last for long.
Wow. Edouard, that is a remarkable historical fact, actually. That's really changed my perspective. But also, in the context of this conversation, this is a supply chain where 85% of global supply that you're speaking of is coming from smallholder farmers. In the context of the sustainability conversation, how important is that number?
Yeah, so harvesting of rubber is made manually. So it's 100% manual process. So it is extremely labor intensive. So that's why the vast majority of the rubber plantation are developed by independent farmers that own 1 to 4 hectares. If you like, 1 hectare is like a 1 football field, so it's small. And so, as you said in the introduction, there is more than 6 million rubber farmers in the world. And it's really a huge challenge to manage our supply chain in terms of sustainability, because of the number, of course.
We're on the line with Edouard de Rostolan, who is the CSR manager of Michelin. And we are going to talk about how, you know, as one of the world's largest buyers of natural rubber, what is Michelin's approach towards responsible procurement of these natural rubber?
Yeah, well, Michelin is buying approximately, I would say, 8 to 10% of the world natural rubber production, and we estimate that we are having potentially 2 million farmers in our own supply chain. So the supply chain is so fragmented and dynamic that it practically ruled out the traditional way of checking the compliance of your supplier through a traditional tool like full traceability or certification. So this is why we have opted for an out-of-the-box strategy, I would say.
Okay.
We believe in an impact-driven model that uses a risk-based approach is key to result in large-scale change. So I would define an impact model. An impact model is based on continuous improvement scheme. rather than, you know, the pass or fail system that define a compliance model. So the idea is really to leave no one behind, and certainly not the farmers that are the heart and soul of our supply chain. So the only way we have to achieve this is to engage with our supplier and help them in turn to engage with their own supplier in order to really improve the sustainability on the field rather than adopting a posture of risk alleviation.
Okay, so how do you actually do it? Let's say I'm one of these smallholder farmers. How does it work? Do I have an app? Am I on your sort of technology network? Can you just describe how this actually works so that I can understand how you're monitoring the sustainability?
Yeah, exactly. You know, as I said, we have 2 million farmers. So if you are a farmer, many, unfortunately, I will not know you exactly because you are one of 2 million. And so we need the technology to help us. And that's why we have developed a RebelWay. And RebelWay is a digital solution that assess, but also map the social and environmental risk through the supply chain. So the first component of the solution is a simple mobile application that manages a questionnaire designed to assess or to address the environmental, social, and governance risk for each layer of the upstream supply chain, up to the farmers. And one of the innovations is that farmers can answer the questionnaire by themselves in an anonymous way. And like that, you a lot of auditors, so the cost is very minimum. And today, 40,000 farmers have already answered the questionnaire. So the other innovation of the solution is that the million of answers that we have collected are automatically compiled and also statistically analyzed, of course, by algorithm that calculates the related risk. And so the second component of the solution is a web dashboard and an interactive map where the results are displayed in a very simple manner. And it allows us and our supplier to identify the jurisdiction or the places of higher risk. So then we can mitigate activity, we can implement mitigation activity to improve the situation on the field.
Edouard, this is just a curious question. This RebelWay solution, right? Was it inspired by what some shipping companies are using right now? Similar?
No, I don't think so, because we've really developed it on the field.
We
were really thinking we need to do something to analyze our risk. Mm-hmm. And I'm a field guy, so I was going to Indonesia with our partners, starting to discuss with farmers. And we realized that we end up gradually and naturally by having a kind of questionnaire. And then we said, whoa, that would be great to ask the farmers, but thousands of them, thousands and thousands of them, this kind of questionnaire. But I realized, of course, I don't have the time to do that.
Okay.
So we said, technology is there. Let's use it.
Yeah, well, I do beg your pardon for being mistaken, but I see how everything can sync up together. I think it's great, but why have you chosen Singapore to host this hub?
Oh, that's an easy question. very easy choice. First, Singapore is the global hub for natural rubber trading in the world. And natural rubber is quoted at the Singapore Stock Exchange, at SGX. And the Michelin procurement hub settled in Singapore in the 20s. And Elliot, the 1920s. So we are convinced, of course, that Singapore is one of the very best places for business. But also, I think innovation with a lot of young talents on the market. And you know, geographically, it's right in the middle of the main rubber producing countries. Mm. So, you know, easy access, I mean, not now, but usually easy access to the field, the plantation, where things are actually happening. You know, you need to be close to the field if you really want to improve your sustainability.
Yeah, definitely. Although I'm already imagining that if you're not having to travel to these destinations and talk to these people face to face, and you can use technology to do it, actually your carbon footprint is a lot lower as well. So inherently a good thing. Let's talk about then what this data is beginning to show you. You mentioned earlier that you've already got sort of millions of responses. What is it telling you about the mountain of work you face?
Oh dear.
Yeah, sometimes it's impressive and we are overwhelmed, but we try to go step by step, keep focus on real things and not just on data. And so the data will help us, is helping us to analyze the risk. So once we have the risk, we need to do something to improve the situation, to help the farmer or to improve the sustainability. So this is what we are doing gradually. So we are setting projects in more risky areas. And for example, recently we realized that in Indonesia, in central Sumatra, there was some significant risk, especially regarding the farmer that were struggling with their livelihood. And at the same time, we had one of our premium clients, a very famous car manufacturer, who expresses its interest to collaborate with us to implement a project on rubber sustainability. So, you know, that was just a great opportunity. We then engaged with one of our main suppliers that is operating in that very area where the risk is. And in Q4 of 2020, even with COVID, we were able to launch an ambitious four-year project. And the aim of the project is improving the livelihood of several thousand of rubber farmers there in central Sumatra. And this project is the first project in natural rubber where the totality of the supply chain collaborate to deliver concrete sustainability improvement. That, if you like, it's like from driver to farmer. And so we are focusing on areas where there is more risk and then to tackle it gradually one by one.
Wow. And of course, Michelin won the Smart Mobility Award from the European Chamber of Commerce in Singapore, EuroCham, at its inaugural EuroCham Sustainability Awards 2020 for Rubberway. Congratulations to you guys. What are the commitments does Michelin have, you know, towards sustainability?
Yeah, so first, it was really amazing to get this award, and really, it's just a great opportunity being a company that we are, you know, a European company in Singapore, having this kind of award is really great. In terms of material efficiency and global commitment on rubber, on raw material efficacy, Michelin, you know, we employ 6,000 women and men in research and development. Only on research and development, we have 6,000 people. Their main research axis is to increase the material efficiency of our tires. So we are working on reducing tire weight, for example, or eliminate the need of spare part, of spare wheel, sorry. And then, but also the number of kilometers a tire can run. That's the long-lasting performance program we have. So we are constantly looking for a better performance with less material. And one of key commitment is that our tire will be made from 80% renewable material by 2050. So that's a big challenge for us.
Wow. Certainly, you guys are really doing a lot of good work. We really appreciate it, you know, in the sustainability efforts for the planet. We've been speaking with Edouard de Rostelin, who is the CSR manager of Michelin. Edouard, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Okay, thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Manisha. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.